29. It had worked. And what a strange thing, Weigert thought, to experience your life's work for yourself. What a strange thing to know that Rose lived on elsewhere, and that he had just held her in his arms and could do so again. What a strange thing reality was. Strange, and now that they had the key, miraculous. Weigert spent the rest of the day in his room, with bouts of unpredictable weeping from joy. People interrupted him, of course. Lyle Luskin, Caroline Soames Watkins, Camilla Franklin, all checking on his physical condition. Lyle nodded in satisfaction. Camilla fussed. Caroline said softly, "I'm so glad for you." Sam, Julian, and Aiden debriefed Weigert. The debriefings were recorded. What Weigert said to Rose, what she said back. The auditory and tactile and olfactory sensations in the multiverse room that had not been captured by deep image reconstruction. The clock ticking on the mantle. That clock had been a wedding gift from Rose's parents. The feel of the carpet under Weigert's feet and of Rose in his arms. The scent of his wife's hair, vanilla and roses. She'd always smelled of vanilla and roses, and she still did. Somewhere. In the multiverse, alive. His theory had worked. The next morning, Weigert woke, stricken with guilt. He'd been selfish. Joy had made him selfish. He hadn't asked Caroline about her poor sister. He hadn't even said anything to reassure Sam about Sam's own surgery, scheduled for this morning. He dressed hurriedly and made his way to the hospital in Wing 3, not even stopping for breakfast. No one was there, except a nurse doing inventory of a supply closet. Weigert said, "Where is everybody? Dr. Watkins' surgery?" "The surgery was postponed," she said, staring at his skull. Damn, he'd forgotten to put on his hat. The tiny titanium box sat exposed on his shaven skull. "Dr. Soames Watkins left for Grand Cayman this morning." Weigert said, "Oh, yes, thank you," and went back to the residential wing. Sam was not in his room. Weigert found him in the Wing 3 session room with Aiden and Julian. Sam looked better than he had for a while. "Sam, your surgery's been postponed?"
"Yes, my great niece convinced herself that she had to fly off to Grand Cayman today. She also convinced herself that she can't leave again for the entire week following my surgery, even though Abruzzo will be here. I don't know why I hired him if she's not going to let him do anything."
Weigert ignored this. Sam knew perfectly well why he'd needed to hire a second surgeon and why he and Julian were still hunting for a third. Julian explained, "While you were in hospital, Caro received permission to visit her sister. She'll be back this afternoon, and Sam's surgery will happen at 7:30 tomorrow morning."
"I see," said Weigert.
While he was in hospital, he seemed to have missed several key events. Weigert went to his room to put on his hat before breakfast. On the way to the refectory, he stopped dead. Caroline's niece was stomping on a flower bed, methodically flattening and ripping the flowers.
"Kayla, you stop that right now!"
A middle-aged woman, from her accent, island-born, rushed through the gate from Wing 1. The little girl looked up defiantly, but at least she stopped stamping and kicking her feet. Weigert strode forward. He kept his voice gentle.
"You can't do that, you know, child. The flowers belong to everyone."
"I don't care!" she shouted, and kicked him. Weigert rubbed his shin at the same time that his heart suddenly ached, because it was so clear that she did care, that she was hurting badly.
"I'm so sorry," the nanny said. "I was only in the loo for a minute, and she..." "Kayla, apologize." "She doesn't need,"
Weigert said, at the same time that Kayla mumbled, "Sorry." So, not a bad child, just distraught with grief. Weigert had never known how to handle grief. Not even his own, when Rose died.
All he'd been able to do was immerse himself in physics. He could hardly recommend that to this little girl. The nanny led Kayla away. Weigert ate breakfast and went back to his room to work on the galleys of his book. He had trouble concentrating, distracted by the image of Kayla's furious, scared little face that didn't even know how scared it was. Weigert turned on his laptop and sent an email. Dear Caroline, I know you are having difficulties right now with both your sister and your niece. If there is anything I can do, anything at all, please let me know. Most sincerely yours, George Weigert. It wasn't much. In fact, it wasn't anything. Just the meaningless words everybody said when an acquaintance was in trouble. But it was all Weigert could think of to do. So he was surprised later in the day when Caroline answered. Thank you, George. There is something you can do. The most important thing anyone can do for me. It's not more money. I arrive back at the compound tonight. Please wait for me in your room. Caro Soames Watkins. Weigert's face crinkled. He couldn't imagine what she... Until he could. Oh, dear God.